Blog Talk Radio.
This meeting is
being
recorded.
Welcome to Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Live. And I say with all energy this morning because we are live with a wonderful show and excited about what we're about to bring to you. We're excited every Saturday, but this Saturday, oh my God, we're talking about the future. And why? Because we have young people coming to you today. The future represented in these young superstars. Yes, I am Ursula Odom. I am your co-host today, along with Peter A. James, Galen Bingham, and Ann McNeil. So what are we doing today? We're talking about desire, which is the starting point of success, of the starting point of Think and Grow Rich. We're going to go deep into this subject today, and we're going to go with some young people. You will want to write their names down because they will be somebody you'll want to know. Winter Williams, John Smith, and Anthony Cameron. Let me say that again. Winter Williams, John Smith, and Anthony Cameron. Now, they're going to tell you who they are in just a second. But before then, I'd like the co-host to introduce themselves, and then we'll get started. Peter.
Ursula, good morning to you all. Good to see everyone today. Excited, Ursula, to be here, not only to dive into Napoleon Hill's desire chapter, which is a whole lot to unpack in and of itself, but we have some special guests, as you had just mentioned today, Ursula, that I am just dying to hear about. I'm dying to hear their stories and how they love this book as much as I do as well. So I'm excited to be here. I'm Dr. Peter James, and I'm looking forward to this conversation, Ursula. I don't know what else to say. I'm just like, I'm going to be a good audience member today. Let's just say that. Back to you.
And Galen.
Yeah, well, good morning. I'm Galen Bingham, the Leadership Strategist. This is not only an amazing chapter, but this is going to be an amazing conversation. I had an opportunity to hear from these three young adults, young wizards, young whatever you want, geniuses at the annual meeting, and I was absolutely taken aback. So I can't wait for our audience to hear the wisdom coming from these young brains. And it really challenged me to think about what I could have accomplished if I had had these principles at a much younger age. So I would challenge everyone, wake your kids up, bring them in, have them take a listen to what their lives could be if they were to adopt these principles in the same fashion. I'm looking forward to the show.
All right. Ann, the Mess Builder.
Yes, 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 yes. Ann McNeil, the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build youth with a stronger commitment to desire for over 30 years. I'm excited today as the Master Wealth Builder to hear from some of our youth. And one of my favorite books says, train up a child the way they should go. Napoleon Hill talks about the value of students and young people learning these principles early. And for all of you that are listening in, you're going to hear the why and how today. So, Ursula, I'm excited.
Yes, yes. So, without further ado, let's hear from them. We're going to have them introduce themselves, and then we'll hear about the 13 steps that we're talking about. First of all, let's go with the youngest who has the air of a queen, Winter Williams. Come off mute and tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Winter Williams. I'm 9 years old. I love doing gymnastics, ballet, and cheerleading. I am an only girl, and that's about me.
That's about you. All right. Thank you. And Anthony.
I'm Anthony Cameron. I'm 14 years old. I go to girls' high school. I play football for girls' high school and also run track for girls' high school. I'm also starting up a YouTube channel. Hopefully even later this year.
Now, you know you dropped a nugget that we're going to have to ask you about. Okay. And John Smith.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is John Smith. I'm from the Bahamas. I turned 20 today. I am a marketing major at Florida Memorial University, and I'm an intern at MCO Construction. I'm also the owner of a clothing brand called Just Vibes Official and a company called Social Omnipresent Social Media Scheduling Services. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so each of you have made me want to get right into the questions. Okay, what was that about? So I won't do that. I'll resist it, but just know we want to know the details behind what you just dropped, okay? We're going to go to the 13 steps and find out how desire fits into the grand scheme of things and as it relates to Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill. And Galen.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is what do we look for? What do we enjoy most about the guests that we speak with? And we often say that we enjoy talking with guests who can demonstrate the entire success formula fitting and weaving into their entire life, because this is a formula. All of these principles sit on top of one another. Each of them could be really, really helpful taken by themselves, but once you understand the entire process, then you understand the real power of the work that Napoleon Hill has compiled for us. So let's take a listen and watch this video and just think about how all of these principles connect and interweave together and the importance of desire.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call autosuggestion. Autosuggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness.
Napoleon Hill.
Our brains, our minds will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought. We go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the wild, wild west days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole. Everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts. Use the knowledge. Use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
There you have it. So let's get started. My first question or curiosity is for Winter. You are a gymnast and a cheerleader, correct?
Yes.
So I have two daughters that were cheerleaders at your, well, a little bit older than you, I think. And I'm curious now, what made you want to do that? And what is the process for becoming a gymnast and a cheerleader? What did you have to do?
Well, I wanted to become a gymnast because that's my desire. And I really love doing, like, athlete stuff. And I chose gymnastics. And to be a gymnast, you need to practice 2 hours a day for 8 years. I've been practicing for 2 years so far, and I feel like I'm on level 3. Once you've done 2 hours per day for 8 years, you are a very Olympics-ready gymnast, and you're ready for Olympics. I do my gymnastics outside of my backyard because of coronavirus, and sometimes when I'm just practicing my splits or my back bends or my back walkovers, I do it on my mat in my room.
So you answered all the things I was thinking about because you brought in the whole idea of desire. You wanted it, and you know what it takes to be one. And you also have the plan for the future. I think that is absolutely wonderful. So tell me about how it feels when you achieve something.
It feels amazing when you achieve something. It feels very, if you feel very successful, you feel very great about yourself. Like, before COVID, when I was inside my Springview school in third grade, when I was able to do my cheerleading practice with all my friends, I achieved being the main star of the show, of being in the front and being the flyer, the one they pick up. So that was my great achievement for cheerleading because I've always wanted to be the flyer.
Wow, amazing. So there's one last thing I want to say, and then I'll let the other gentleman join in. I understand that there is a program that you're a part of on Saturday mornings. Tell us about that. Tell the young people what you do on Saturdays.
On Saturdays?
Or I think it's Sunday. I'm sorry, it's Sundays.
Yes, Sundays. There's a mastermind group I do from 3:20 to 4 o'clock. And so basically we get a Think and Grow Rich book. It can be any Think and Grow Rich book. And we read 3 pages every Sunday. And then we go in the meeting, we say our prayers, then we do our attend the roll call, which makes it over here. And then we share our aha moments with people on the group. Like, in aha moments are life lessons you found in the book. We get, like, maybe one or two of them each week, and we share them. And that's important because if some, like, for example, if maybe Anthony missed something out of the book that was really important, and I got that aha moment and I got it, I could share it so that he can know that he missed it and that he can actually have it in his brain so that I can help him remember that. And then at the end, we do breakout groups. We read a page together. So, and then... And after we read the page together, we go in the big group and we share everybody's goals that was inside our group. And then after that, then the meeting ends.
And your life begins, because I'm telling you, what Galen said is that we can tell when people live the book. There is no excuse. When a 9-year-old lays it out like that, oh, my goodness. Thank you, baby. And I call you baby because I call my 30-some-year-old baby, all right? That's a term of endearment. You've just warmed my heart already. Thank you. So, Anthony, tell us about some of the things you talked about in your introduction.
Yes, I play football. Football is something that I've been doing since I was really young. It's been like a huge passion of mine. I just like the way it feels when I play it. The teammates around me, they help each other. It's like a small group, a small family. And it just helped me. It's helped me get through a lot of stuff like school and everything, really. In terms of the YouTube channel, that's also been something that I've been wanting to do since I was young. And since I've started this, I've kind of made a decision and had a really passionate desire to, you know, start the YouTube channel and do research on what I needed and how I was going to do it and get a set time to when I'm going to start it.
So, you mentioned teamwork, and that brings to mind something Winter said, is that when you all are working together on Sundays, there's a form of teamwork. So how does, and I'm going to give you a 3-part question, but desire as it relates to the book and what you want to do, and teamwork as far as your sports, and then this activity on Sundays, how does teamwork play into the desire of achieving the things that you want in life?
In terms of desire, and I'm going to start off with the meeting. We all, after reading the book, we all just at a certain point, it kind of just clicks, you know, because, you know, at the start, you know, you're not going to, like, read the book at the same perspective. We kind of need to be walked along. So once we kind of figured out what it meant, some of us, you know, really applied that to our life. And what helped with that is setting our goals, which leads me into the teamwork aspect of it. Our team, like, we get into breakout groups with, you know, different people in our age group, and they tell us about, you know, what their goal is, how they're going to achieve that goal, whether it's short-term or long-term. And it's it's really helped because, like, now since you're reminded, it not only does it help with, like, you know, saying it, you're constantly reminded to say your goal. So that kind of just drives it into your brain to, you know, want to do it even more. And to the teamwork aspect of football, teamwork there is just, you know, I say it has a lot of similarities to here, but I just feel like there, you know, it's loud. You can, you know, the scream, let it all out. It's a very different, you know, format in terms of football. Just letting it, football's a lot about expressing yourself, expressing it, you know, and then, like, and giving it all you have, all your energy you have, and just putting it out there. Come on.
There's something that came to mind that I realized that you're a role model, because Winter called your name. She basically looks up to you and measures her success by being able to add to your life. Now, how do you fill that role of being a role model and helping someone else? I mean, how do you share this information now that you have it?
In terms of that, I just do what I see my role models do, like my mom and my dad and any person that's really helped me, like teachers. I just do what they do what they, you know, in terms of their teaching style, in terms of what they do. I just do the right thing, and as people watch me, I guess they kind of take on that. And, yeah, I just do the right thing and kind of learn from the people who have taught me when I was young.
So what's your biggest desire?
Biggest desire? I want to be someone that everybody remembers. What I kind of want to be someone that, like, when I pass, when I'm older, everybody will kind of remember me and want to take after me. I think that would just be the greatest thing ever.
Guess what? You're already attaining that. That's happening. It's happening. So, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing what else you do.
Thank you.
Don Smith, let's hear your story.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is John Smith once again, and like I said, I'm from the Bahamas. I came to college in 2018. With some assistance from my family members and also some scholarships that I've gotten. It's been a great journey for me so far. I feel like it's one of the best decisions that I've ever made in my life, you know, coming to study abroad. The amount of opportunities that I received, the amount of connections that I was able to meet, and just, you know, the person that I'm becoming is in awe. And, you know, it's beyond. But being introduced to the book Think and Grow Rich and also Mrs. McNeil was a very, I would say, it was a very important, you know, time in my life, because after so long, you know, praying to become, you know, this man, a role model to start businesses and things of that sort, just changing my mindset from the environment that I grew up in, I just felt like everything happened at the right time. And from that point, I've been utilizing the principles in the book Thinking Grow Rich, and that is, you know, keep me staring, you know, down this journey. It has helped me not to give up. It keep me, you know, going. But one of the best moments that I've experienced from being introduced to the book Thinking Grow Rich was back in August 2020, last year, when I wanted to come back to school, but I didn't have the funds because I was out of a job, and then my country was hit with a hurricane, and also the coronavirus stopped a lot of jobs that my family had. And I was trying to find a way to get back into school. Like, I came down to the last option, you know, and it's good because, you know, today's chapter, we're speaking about desire. And I feel like that's what it was for me. That's what I had to come down to the bottom of to, you know, find a way to get back into school. But After reaching out to Mrs. McNeil, she, you know, we were just going over the steps of, you know, what do I have to do to raise this money? From, you know, fixing in my mind the exact amount of money that I wanted. So it was $10,000 at the time. I have never, you know, raised that amount of money. So it was like, oh, I just really have to work out faithfully now and trust in, you know, what she's telling me to do. And then it says, you know, you have to determine what you wanted to do to accumulate that money. And it was, you know, reach out to a lot of persons and also start a new business venture. After that, we created a plan. I sat down and I created a landing page for the social media scheduling company. I also set it up a PayPal me account, and I went live on Facebook with Mrs. McNeil, you know, asking persons to donate and, you know, believe in me to help serve their business and help them to, you know, be socially present. But in 5 days, I feel like that was the longest, you know, 5 days almost of my life, because I learned so much. I learned a lot. Just being able to fish for myself, being able to use my mind. Like, I would say, like, I really didn't even, you know, do any physical labor work, but it was all in using your mind and, you know, just being smart about the situation. But I felt like, you know, that built my courage a lot. And also, it built my faith, because at the time, before coming back to college, I was really, you know, just writing down my goals and looking towards the future. That was what really kept me going, writing down the goals that I had for my future instead of living in the moment and saying that, okay, I don't have the money and, you know, it's not going to work out. So just looking forward into the future and knowing that what I'm doing in the moment is going to pay off was my driving force and my driving factor.
Amazing. When I first really got interested in Think and Grow Rich, I'd been introduced to the book several times, but that self-confidence formula is what locked me in. And so I would imagine that's what I'm hearing. You knew you had the ability, but then she helped you put the actions behind the ability. I'm going to allow, and I'll say allow because I'm enjoying this way too much, my co-host to join the conversation, and I'll start with Galen. Galen, welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, this is an amazing conversation. Before I go to my question, there's a question in the chat. They want to know about the mastermind group that you're part of and that you do on Sundays and how it's helped. So if one of you could just kind of share, how has this mastermind helped you? And what are some things that you get out of that mastermind that you guys do on Sundays?
I think for a lot of us is like, because at the start, you know, I'm gonna be 100% honest. Like, well, at the start, you don't really want to do it. You know, you're a kid and you have to go on Sunday, the day before school, and, you know, do something that you don't want to do with a bunch of people that you don't know. And then, like, over time, it kind of grew into something like, and something I was kind of looking forward to, because not only did I get to recite the things that I'm, you know, working towards, it was kind of like a little, I had, like, brothers and sisters and sitting there with me, you know, doing the same thing. And it kind of felt like a little, like a safe place, kind of, you know. And not just something that I can just do one thing. I can kind of just talk to people and see how they're doing, ask how they're doing, see how they're taking it.
Fantastic, fantastic. You know, one of the things that I hear from a lot of adults that have not read the book, I hear a lot that this seems like a book just about making money, just attracting money into your life. And yes, that is true. But I'd love to hear, what are some things that you've applied these principles to that aren't necessarily about money, it's just something that you desire?
Well, inside the Think and Grow Rich book, when I have my aha moments, not all of them are about the money. Like, The one I said last night about if you talk too much about your plans, you'll be surprised when someone beats you to it. That does not have to be about your money goals. It can just be about, oh, I want to be a famous ballerina, or I want to be a famous gymnast or something. Someone might beat you to that goal because you was talking about how you're going to do that too much. And my other one was that if you talk more than listening, you'll miss out on opportunities because you won't know what to do because you was too busy talking. And that's not always about money. It can be about if someone's inviting you to do something very important or something that can change your life forever in a very good way. You'll be so busy talking, you won't know the instructions to do it, and you'll probably be late, or you probably will miss out on it.
Wow, that's fantastic. I can think of some adults that I wish were in your mastermind group to hear those life lessons. So, Dr. Peter, I'll turn this over to you.
Wow.
Yeah, she gave him a mic drop moment.
She actually stopped Galen in his tracks, which is very hard to do. I will say that for sure. Hey, folks, great show, great answers to the questions. I'm thrilled. I'm also looking in chat. John Smith, is today your birthday? You can come off mute, and I won't let us sing happy birthday to you, but how old are you today, sir?
I turned 20 today, sir.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. You are turning into a new chapter of your life. The twos in front of your age. So congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
One of the questions I have is about, and actually I'll start with you there, John. One of the questions I have is about when you're young, your friends and people your age are very important to you, right? And so I want to ask about how those people who are close to you, especially around your age, friends, relatives, how do they feel about Think and Grow Rich, this book? Do they see that exhibited in your life? Whatever you can tell us about your friends and what they know about this book to your knowledge.
Okay, so when I first was introduced to the book, it was when I was back in the Bahamas around 2017. At the time, you know, I didn't really understand what I was reading, but the book was recommended to me, and I was really interested in reading, so I started to read it. But it wasn't until I picked it back up again in 2018 that I started to utilize the principles in the way that it's supposed to be used, and, you know, started just growing my mindset and, putting those principles into place. But I would say from the outside looking in, I've heard a lot of, you know, compliments from, you know, my parents or my family members just saying that they've seen me growing very much so in all aspects and areas of my life that, you know, I really, you know, really didn't see because, you know, it's human nature to evolve. But just being disciplined and just staying down to the principles in this book and writing down your goals, setting certain plans, and then accomplishing those have really been the beneficial process that, you know, helped me keep going. But that's what I've been hearing. But in terms of my family members or friends reading the books, I tend to just share the principles that I've learned, verbally with them. They haven't been able to pick up the book as yet, but it's going to be my plan to distribute the books to them. But just sharing different principles or quotes that I've read inside the book definitely helped them to understand much more.
You know, thank you so much for sharing that, John. You know, oftentimes I will be very transparent, honest with you. There are not many readers that we have on this planet who just love books altogether. So trying to impart a book on someone can be often challenging. I also hear Ann McNeil say all the time, the book, not everyone is ready for this book, right? So the example that you are providing in and of itself is you sharing the book with others, especially those who may be your age as well. Does anyone else, Anthony or Winter, do you want to comment on friends or maybe family your age who also may be interested in this book or even some of the principles around what you're practicing?
I would introduce the book to some of my friends, and me and my mom have introduced the book to some of my family. I think the main thing is, like, you know, if you're, you know, young, you know, the mature, like, because I know for a fact that if someone introduced it to me and I didn't know what it was about, I probably would just push it off and, you know, maybe if I did get the book, maybe read a couple pages and then push it off. I think it's something that you have to, like, really stay there and see, you know, get someone to get you to stay there and see or stay in the book and pick up the book and keep the book and read it. I think it's something like that you have to, you know, really, you know, get to know what it's really about to really be interested in it at a young age like you are right now.
Good stuff. I love that response. Thank you so much. Listen, I will say that all three of you are modeling the book for others your age. So definitely keep up the great work. You are doing phenomenal stuff. Even those days when it may seem a little bit hard on Sundays, the day before school, keep up the great work. It will benefit you greatly. And McNeil, they are all your proteges to a certain extent. Yeah, I know you have at least one question for all of them, so the floor is yours.
Oh, one question? Absolutely. I'm like Ursula. I have just, let me start with Anthony. Anthony, my first question was going to be around your desire and the trip that you desired to take with your mom and you did not have the money. Can you share with us a little about how you used your desire and where did you go?
So around, it was 2 years back, 2018, 2019, I was in seventh grade. And one thing my mom wanted to do before I was, you know, before I turned, you know, to my late teenage, you know, she wanted to do it before high school, and she wanted to take me to Africa. But at the time, we didn't really have, you know, financial stability to really do that. So she kept searching around, she kept praying, and she asked me to pray. And as I saw her wanting to really do it and really seeing how important it was to her, I was like, okay, I kind of hope we do this too. Fast forward a couple months later, a woman by the name of Dr. Simmons, I met her and she asked if I wanted to be in this group, I forget what it's called, Youth for Global Health. And that was like really helpful. You know, they fix, she gets different youth to take them on trips and learn about water and water filtration around the world. And it was just an amazing experience. And my mom, you know, was so happy because now she can finally take me to Africa and see, you know, kind of where, you know, I came, like kind of where I, my bloodline, how, where we came from. So that was, after praying and wanting to, you know, really wanting to, and seeing my mom, you know, really want to take me and wanting to make me, you know, open up my mind, just that's really what helped me. And, you know, kind of through it, I was like, you know, they gave me, you know, a high-level textbook that I haven't really seen before since I was in seventh grade. I'm like, all right, this is a lot. But my mom and everybody there, you know, kind of convinced me. And as I made friends with it and kind of like made, it kind of made me just really want to stay. It kind of made me want to, stay and talk to them and learn really about, you know, water filtration, learn really about Africa.
All right, now I am not going to get to everybody, but I have to ask you, because I've known you now at least almost 4 years, and I've watched your growth through the principles of this book and through your mom being in a mastermind group. Can you share with us your experience from attending your first youth annual meeting for your life and the work you had to do on your annual report, working with your mastermind group every Sunday? How do you feel? Just can you just give me one aha, and I may get to the rest, but I just think it's so important that our listeners listen to the fact that these children have written goals for their life as children. And on the 30th of this month, we're hosting another meeting for your life. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But can you share with us your at least one aha from that experience?
Kind of wanting into it, you know. I'll go over the first day and kind of like as I got into it. First day, my mom walks up to me. Like, she's been talking about this for the past couple of days. She's like coming up to me. She's like, "Hey, I want you to join this. It's going to be really good. It's going to be easy. I heard you want to start a business. I heard you want to put money at a really young age, and this is going to be a perfect opportunity to do so." She explains the time it is and what day it is, and you know, me being like a really young age, I just didn't want to do it. You know, there was no real specific reason. I just wanted more time to, you know, spend my weekend, you know, just doing what I usually do, talking to my friends, doing something I usually do. And then she kind of was like, "All right, so I'm not going to give you a choice anymore. You have to do it. This is going to change your life." And I was like, "Okay." Right? And I'm not going to say no to my mom when she says that, because I'm not, you know. And so then we get, I'm sitting in the room. We connect our laptop to the TV because my cousins were there, and we had them watch it, do it with me. And, you know, I didn't think it was that bad, but it, you know, it's still something that's like every Sunday. It's kind of like, and I knew there was some people my age, so I wasn't really against it. So as I started joining, you know, consistently through the weeks and started reading the book, which I already had done prior, but not had really understood. I didn't really understand what I was really supposed to do. And as I started reading and as I progressed through it, I kind of just thought to myself, "Wow, this is really great. You know, I met some people, the social aspect of it. You know, I met people who probably were in the same position as me when they first joined. And now since we're getting, you know, further and further into the book, something just clicked for us one day. And now we're just reading it, you know, when we can. And, really enjoying our time doing it and really seeing the growth in ourselves, and that makes us feel good, you know, internally, just making us feel good about the stuff that we're accomplishing.
All right, thank you so much. I'm going to go to Winter. Winter, when you came to the annual meeting, and that was your very first annual meeting, what was the highlight for you at the annual meeting?
At the annual meeting, when it was my first time going, I really, it was very fun experiencing, and I had an amazing time meeting Anthony and Don and everybody on the meeting in person, and I loved being on the panel, and it was just an amazing time.
Now, can you share with us one aha from your chess experience, and how did you use the chapter in Desire to win your chess competition?
Well, my desire is to be a chess master, the youngest chess master, and my dad helps me get better and better, and I take chess lessons on chess.com, which is an app I use on my phone and sometimes my tablet. And when I went to school on Wednesday, they didn't think I knew how to play, so they didn't let me go. So then when they got back and I had to play, the people who they thought were better and amazing, and they thought I didn't know how to play, so they were trying to get them to teach me. I beat him because my desire is to be a chess master. I tried my best, and I did. I won, and the school was amazed that I actually knew how to play and that I beat him, because he used to be the school chess master until I beat him.
Okay, we could just do a show all by yourself on that. And I'll finally go to back to Ursula, because John, I cannot say enough about him, and I think that I just need to just go back to Ursula. John, I love you. You know I love you, my son.
Yeah, Ursula, okay. I have to jump on in, Ursula, really quick, if you don't mind, only because some questions are coming in, specifically from Jalen Monroe. He's got a couple of questions for Winter. And the questions are twofold. Winter, how do you save money? How do you save a lot of money, and how do you like gymnastics? And then even there's a third question, who got you into the group? So let's start with that one. Who got you into this group, Winter?
So it was about in the beginning of 2020 when coronavirus had started to get really bad. And my mom invited me to the meeting because she said if I wanted to come, I could come, and it would help me save money, teach me how to invest. And at that time, I did not know anything about investing. And it seemed really interesting, and I really wanted to save money. So I joined the group, and then I really thought it was boring, and I didn't really like it that much. But then I really started it, and it's not boring anymore. And I started saving money, and it's been a year now, and I really like the meeting on Sunday. And that's who invited me, and that's how it went. For saving money, this is all week that I do chores around the house, like I clean the tables after people eat or before people eat. I sweep the living room. I help my mom a lot, and I keep my room clean a lot. So every week, my mom will pay me like $10, and my dad will pay me $10, and I'll put it in my piggy bank or in my savings wallet. And I'll put a limit on how much money I can put in my spending wallet, because I don't want to spend all my money, because then I won't get to my goal that fast. So I maybe put like maybe $25. It depends, because sometimes I don't only get $10. I probably get a little bit more, because sometimes my brother, his chores are to put water bottles in the refrigerator, and when he forgets and there's no water in the refrigerator, if I do it for him, I get the money that he's supposed to get. So
I like how that sounds. That sounds really good, that last part there, too. Yeah, so keep doing the work there, Winter. Thank you so much. Ursula, Winter is something, huh? Actually, all three of them are phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're passing back to me, and I'm sitting here just totally enjoying the show. It's like, do I have to talk? It's been wonderful so far. Now, some of you may be wondering, how can you? You're hearing these young people talk about what they're doing. It's time for you to get involved. There is something coming up soon that Ann McNeil is going to tell you about that gives you an opportunity to make things happen for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Ursula. I want to first digress and go back and share with everybody the fact that we actually have a youth Think and Grow Rich mastermind group. And we have been helping youth walk through the principles of this book. Like I said, gosh, my youngest daughter is 30-something, and I started this before she was born. So she was born into this process. My oldest daughter also, and then my grandson. And I say that because I wish I was that smart to know what I was doing and how this all began. And I think perspective is important. And the first time we realized that youth also have goals, my mastermind group of 10 women in 1982, 83, 84, met for 10 years, and we sat in our homes doing our goals. One day after we finished giving our goals, 10 areas of our lives, there was a voice that said, "Mommy, I want to share my goals." And it was my six-year-old daughter, Ione McNeil. Dr. Mia Merritt, at the time, turned to Ione and said, "Oh, my gosh, honey, sure, share your goals." And she picked up a sheet of paper that she had written, not prompted by any of us. And I'm sharing this story because I think there's so many people who are listening and will listen that have children who think they're too young. But they're not too young to listen to the other stuff that they listen to. Okay, you know, stuff I have to talk about that. They're not too young to learn how to read at 2 and 3 years old. They're not too young to have desires for themselves. And so Ione read her goals that day. And from that day on, we started the first youth mastermind group, and we have been doing that since. And like I said, she just turned 31. Actually, her birthday is next week. So I'm sharing the backstory to say that we've placed a link in the chat, and you can go to Eventbrite and register your youth to participate with us as a part of our Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Youth Program. It's very simple. Venture has already explained the process. They meet for 30 minutes, no more than 45 minutes every Sunday. Yes, 52 weeks. And it doesn't matter if we have 3 kids show up or if we have 20. Because we provide a process and a system that allows us to break the kids out, it doesn't matter how many we have, because we just use a breakout system on Zoom in order to accommodate the number. Then we also have individuals who host as adults to just be there as advisors. And I just wanted to give that perspective as we begin to talk about why is it important for each of you to have an annual report for your life. These kids start early writing their goals in the different areas. They have a plan for that goal. Then once a year, they come together at our annual meeting, and they share their goals. And the adults and the youth alike are doing the exact same thing. And so I'm sharing that because I think it's very, very, very important that we all understand that you must have a dream to have a dream come true, but if it's not written and documented, who's holding you accountable? At least once a year in order to do that. So on the 30th, and you can pull up the thank you. So on the 30th of January, we're hosting the McNeil Factor 2021 Annual Meeting for Your Life. You can register by going to Eventbrite. You can also text Ann at 55678, and we'll send you that registration. I'll say it again. You can text the word Ann, A-N-N, at 55678 to get the registration. Very simply, we're hosting this to give you some accountability. It's going to be on Zoom, so you have no excuse. I would encourage each of you invite your family members to register. The youth are free to register. The adult investment is only $179. We provide to you a system, a proven system and process of how to write your annual report, and we provide you a place of accountability to share that if you choose. And so with that, Ursula, I don't know what else to say as we just continue to think about the youth and what they will provide in the spirit and service to the world based upon these proven success principles from Think and Grow Rich. And again, my name is Ann McMillan, and I am the Master Builder, and I am so excited to share. Thank you.
And thank you. One of the things before I forget, I'd like to request is that we capture the chat and share it with these young people, because there's some wonderful things that are being said about them and to them, about them in what they've said so far, and to John for his birthday. So y'all are getting a lot of love out there. And there's someone in the chat from the Bahamas that's listening in. That's a young person, and I thought it would be real good for you to know that. Good for us to be aware of that as well. So yeah, making waves. Thank you very much. One of the things that we do is to talk about the aha moments that we've gotten from this show. And we're not going to take a whole show to do that again. So just a little bit of the ahas that you've gotten. Peter.
Thank you, Ursula, for calling me. Appreciate it. I was shocked when you called me for some reason. What a magical show this has been. And actually, the ahas for me, for my 12-year-old daughter, that I need to get involved with this mastermind, especially in light of the fact that we're doing so much remote stuff right now. I think this is going to be ideal on a number of different levels. And all three of you, Anthony, Winter, and John, have given me the motivation to partner with her to be able to do that on a Sunday afternoon. So thank you all for that. So that's my aha moment. And for those of you who are watching, you know young people in your life who could benefit from this group. So don't be bashful. You know, they're not too young, as Ann McNeil just mentioned a little while ago. So, yes. And my name is Dr. Peter James, the High Performance Coach, and you can find me at Dr. Peter A. James, at DrPeterAJames on any social media platform. Thank you so much, there, Ursula.
And thank you, Peter. And Galen.
Yeah, I think, Dr. Peter, I think you said magical. I think that's an absolutely appropriate descriptor for the show. You know, one of the things that I remember reading on literally the first page of this book, it's actually in the author's preface at the very, very bottom, it says that Napoleon Hill believed that this formula should be taught in all public schools and colleges, and he expressed the opinion that if it were properly taught, it would so revolutionize the entire education system that the time spent in schools could be reduced to less than half. Here's the reality. You know, our kids learn a lot in school. They learn a lot of things that they absolutely need to know in order to be successful. They learn a lot of things that they really don't need to know to be successful. But I don't think that there's any place where they're learning these principles. These are the principles that speak to your success. I had a conversation with a CEO literally just last night, and he was wanting me to share with him how he can manage his mindset so he can break through and achieve some of the things that he wanted to achieve for his business. These are the principles that would have allowed him to do that. And the fact that these people have learned it at such a young age, I can't imagine what they're going to be able to accomplish and how they're going to be able to manage those negative thoughts that come into their minds. You know, we all have negative thoughts. Successful people have the ability to respond to those negative thoughts in a positive way rather than letting those negative thoughts dictate their behavior. So that's what I would – that's the aha that I got from this. My name is Galen Bingham. I'm the leadership strategist. I'm also going to be running a a Mastermind Masterclass starting on Monday. I've got two slots available. I think the link is going to be in the chat. Would love for you to join us and learn these principles for yourself. This absolutely is the secret formula to your success.
And McNeil.
Listen, you can reach me at annmcneil.com. I am just honored to have the desire and the ability and the breath to share with the youth. And today I feel like a proud mother and grandmother. And I just want to thank all of them for being willing to invest in themselves. And really the unsung heroes here, we don't talk about very often, are the parents. The parents and the advisors that come out every Sunday and take turns to help the youth. And like I said, we've been doing this now for a very long time, over 20 plus years with the youth. And many of the youth that we work with are now grown and have their own children and are bringing their children back to us. And so we want to thank them. But we also want to give a shout out to all of our youth. And we may need to do a different show about the 10 weeks that our youth invested studying stocks with the youth investment clubs that we've created and the stock market game that they were involved in for 10 weeks for the entire summer. And so I just want to thank them for being willing to invest in themselves and thank their parents for being willing to share. Thank you, Ursula.
And thank you. And you took the words out of my mouth. One of the things that happened just before the show to prove Anne's point is Winter's mother informed us that when the show started, she exits the room because Winter is on her own because she's capable of being on her own. And as she has shown you that she's capable of being on her own. So you have parents that are coaching, guiding, demanding, but then letting them loose to do their thing once they're in a position to do it. So it's amazing. They're amazing. And one of my ahas is that we talk about desire in this show. And what you also heard was persistence. They set their sights on something and look out, because they're going to take the actions to make them happen. You'll walk in a room and say, oh, so you think you're the master? Just wait a minute. Let me show you what I can do. And so for our honored guests, this is your opportunity to talk about your ahas. I am Ursula Odom, and I'm the CEO of Sula 2. And you can reach me at Sula2.com. YouTube channel as well. If you search for Sula space T-O-O, you can find me. And I do have a show out there that's called Wisdom and Young Legends. And I'm telling you, we're looking at young legends right now, without a doubt. So, John. Well, I think John is having a little technical difficulty, so we'll start with Anthony. Anthony, tell us your ahas and go from there.
My aha from the chapter Desire, in terms of like the whole chapter, it's kind of like talks about, you know, having the start to do something, you know, getting people in the background support, in your background that support you. And a lot of the stuff it talks about is one of some things that I felt that I was already starting to do or getting there to doing, and that just kind of solidified things that I just, the little things that I had to do. And it really helped me, you know, kind of narrow out the people that I wanted in my corners to help me through my goals and help me, you know, get to my ultimate goal.
All right. So I know that John has a YouTube channel, or was that you? Did you have a YouTube channel that you want people to come to? What is it?
I haven't started it yet. I haven't even started it.
Okay, so when you do, let us know, and we'll put you out there. All right. So, John, your aha, and how do we reach you and the business that you have created?
Okay, my aha moment from today was, you know, just seeing the children younger than me, you know, step up to the stage and, you know, give their experience from the book Think and Grow Rich. I feel like that was very motivational for me as a young adult. Everyone can reach me at John C. Smith on all platforms. My clothing brand is Just Vibes Official on all social media platforms. And to reach out to me concerning the social media scheduling services that I offer, you can reach me at my personal social media platform at John C. Smith.
All right, John C. Smith. Thank you very much. And Ms. Winter Williams, your aha.
So for this chapter of Desire, my aha moment is you don't really, really want to do that unless you desire to do it. And if you desire something, that means you'll do all the work to do it, to achieve that desire and to be what you desire to be. And I've desired to be a famous gymnast, to be the front and the main person in the show of cheerleading, which I have achieved that. And my desire is to be the youngest Olympics gymnast, and I'm practicing that, and I really desire that. So that's my desire.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. And Anthony, this is one of those opportunities where parents stepped in to do a little coaching. We don't ask you to give out your information unless permission, but she apparently is putting your information out there. So you have an Instagram?
I saw it. Yeah, I have Instagram. I think the chat is on camera too. I don't even check it often, you know. So, but yeah, you can follow me on there.
Okay. So we want to keep up with you.
Can we ask each of the young people to give us the name of their parents? Because I think that also, you know, it's important for the listeners to know. Last week, we had Ursula's mom. We had Winter's mom on the show. And so if we can just ask each of them, and I know we've also had Anthony's mom on the show. And John Smith, we've had his brother from another mother, Mr. Malachi Monroe, on the show, which has been very instrumental in his life. So I know we're a little over, but if we can just take executive privilege here, because I think that we have more participants on this show than we've ever had, and I think that this show will become evergreen, and we really want to lift up the work that Napoleon Hill Foundation has done and is doing based upon the principles in this book. And so thank you, Ursula.
Okay, so Winter, since your mother was just here, you want to tell us who she is? Introduce her by name.
My mom is Jada Williams, and you can contact me at my email is wynter040@gmail.com. My Instagram is a capital W, winter_unicorn TikTok.
Okay, so one will never miss an opportunity if you see something happen and you know that you got something to say. All right, Winter. Anthony.
My mom's name is Tylene Pinion. She's been very But when I was young, I didn't even realize it. But what kind of shaped who I am today is not only the people around me, but it was really her. I remember getting so annoyed that she would just sign me up for things I didn't like without telling me, and then I ended up finding something to like about it because I didn't like to, I'd like to try to find, one thing to like about anything. I kind of used the things that I loved in each thing and shaped it, put it, applied it to my life and kind of shaped who I am today.
Thank you. And John, Ann McNeil mentioned the name that you're associated with, which I know connects you with a whole bunch of folks.
Yes, Mom, Mordecai Monroe. But my mom's name is Claudine Thurston, and she was very beneficial for helping me to come to college. She was my sponsor. I am the only child, and, I just want to say a special thanks to just believing in me and, investing that amount of money that she did with getting me here. But Mordecai Monroe has also been a mentor to me. Even though being around the same age, he's definitely shown me a lot of things in business and even in life.
Okay. So Mordecai and John, you're back. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I'm back. Yes. I was done.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that saved the moment, maybe, because what I was just about to suggest is that you and Mordecai come on for a show together.
Yes. Just let me know.
Hey. All right. So with that being said, I have enjoyed this show, and I can tell that a lot of you did too, and thank you for being a part of it. We just love bringing people like this to you. They represent us all, and they represent us all well. So next week, come back and find out who the next guest is or are to Think and Grow Rich. Have a great week.
Yeah, Ursula, if you don't mind, I'd just like to close with a reminder about the fact that next week, Saturday, is also the same day as the annual meeting for your life. So we will be on first thing Saturday morning, but we will be also participating in the annual meeting for your life. And I'm excited to hear from Galen, and I know he's smiling because we will have breakout sessions. And we would have leaders leading those. And I just cannot say enough about the fact that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Please take advantage of it. And again, the number we posted is 55678. There's no 2 in that number. So I also just want to make that minor correction because this is on radio and podcast, so they can't see the chat. So the number you can text is 55678. Thank you, Ursula.
And thank you. And again, until next week, have a great week.
Goodbye.
Hmm.